From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, and the death toll rises after an Indonesian earthquake. Much of Indonesia is under a state of emergency this day as the death toll continues to rise from a strong earthquake that struck that country early Wednesday. Local officials say at least 97 people were dead, hundreds more injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the quake's epicenter on the northern end of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The shaking brought down dozens of buildings, including mosques, stores, and homes. Rescue crews, some of them working with heavy equipment, were searching through rubble for people who may be trapped underneath. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.5 quake was centered near the town of Rulut. Indonesia's Climate, Meteorology, and Geophysics Agency said the earthquake did not generate a tsunami. A plane belonging to Pakistan's national carrier crashed and burst into flames on Wednesday, with 48 people on board, killing them all. According to a senior police officer, the plane crashed in a village in the district of Abbottabad, 75 kilometers northwest of the capital, Islamabad. The small twin-propeller aircraft was traveling from the city of Chitral to Islamabad when it crashed shortly after takeoff. According to Daniel Gilani, the spokesman for Pakistan International Airlines, the plane had lost touch with the control tower prior to the crash. He said the plane was carrying 42 passengers, 5 crew members, and a ground engineer. A senior government official at the Interior Ministry said there are no survivors. He said all of those on board the plane were killed. He spoke on the condition of anonymity, as he was not authorized to release details about the crash to the media. This is VOA News. Time magazine has named President-elect Donald Trump its Person of the Year. In a telephone interview on NBC's Today Show, Trump called it a great honor. The Time cover reads, Donald Trump, President of the Divided States of America, and the cover image features a photograph of the President-elect sitting in his private residence at Trump Tower. In the NBC interview, Trump took issue with the divided states of America description. He said, I didn't divide them. We're going to put it back together, and we're going to have a country that's very well healed. Democrat Hillary Clinton came in number two. Donald Trump has decided to name retired Marine Corps General John Kelly, a veteran of combat in Iraq, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, according to media reports. Kelly would be the third retired general to be named to cabinet-level positions in Trump's administration. And reports say that Trump will nominate Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next U.S. ambassador to China. Branstad calls Chinese President Xi Jinping a longtime friend. When she visited Iowa in February of 2012, only 9 months before he became the Chinese leader. On December 7, 1941, Japan launched a devastating surprise attack against U.S. forces in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. As the U.S. commemorates the 75th anniversary of the attack, VOA's Julie Tabo looks back at what happened at Pearl Harbor.
It was a beautiful December morning in Hawaii when suddenly hundreds of Japanese warplanes appeared over the horizon and started bombing the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor. The surprise attack killed over 2,400 Americans and wounded more than 1,000. 18 ships were sunk or damaged, and only 55 of the base's 402 planes remained airworthy. U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt addressed the nation the day after the attack.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Another poignant and historic event will occur in 20 days at Pearl Harbor when Shinzo Abe becomes the first Japanese prime minister to visit the memorial to those who died in the aerial raid, but those who expect Abe to apologize are likely to be disappointed. The chief cabinet secretary in Tokyo said the purpose of the upcoming visit is to pay respects to the war dead, not to offer an apology. Vote counting has begun in the West African nation of Ghana after polls to choose the country's next president and parliament. Incoming President John Mahama is seeking a second term against his opposition leader.
That's the latest world news from VOA.